Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to this very special edition of the Strang Report podcast. I have the privilege today to interview Mike Lindell. He's the inventor of MyPillow. He's also been very outspoken in support of President Trump, especially during all of this mess having to do with election fraud. And I found out when I talked to him earlier this week that he was right in the middle of it, and he was spending almost all of his time focused on this. And I asked him, would you do a podcast? And he gives us insider information. It's up to date. He tells us how to pray. You're not going to want to miss this very special podcast. And let me just say that Mike Lindell is on the cover of Charisma Magazine in January. Of course, that story is his amazing testimony, but that's how I got to know him. And we're doing a follow-up article about his Lindell Recovery Network. And it was in this context that he agreed to do a podcast on very short notice. It was hard to fit it in. I hope you enjoyed this, so stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Mike Lindell. Everyone is interested in what's going on in the country with all this election fraud and even a question of who will be inaugurated on January 20th. You've been right in the middle of it. You've talked to a lot of the insiders. Bring us up to date. How do you think this is going to be resolved?
Well, I just got off the phone with General Flynn, and right now, all the Dominion machines, that's where the biggest fraud was. That's where you had like 1.2 to Biden for every vote. And like 0.80 to the president, and this was the biggest crime in history for election fraud. People should they're suppressing it. Obviously, no judges have came forward so we can get the evidence. The other day, the president was going to he can get it just an executive order, but he's got people telling him no and stuff, and I don't understand that quite so much. I know we're getting together a lot of the senators and congressmen, General Flynn, Sidney Powell, and that to get them together so they can show them all the evidence. So this, when January 6th comes down, which the vice president needs to have strength, we need people in there with strength to save our country, just to say, hey, let's look at this evidence. That's kind of what it comes down to, is say, all they need to do is look at it, send it back to the states and say, look at your evidence. And then this will be pulled down, and the real winner of the election, the truth shall set you free. This is very, very, there's no statute of limitations on murder. I mean, this is the biggest crime I think ever committed. It comes out of China. You're going to see a lot of stuff in the next 2 days here where the evidence, where this all came from. Your China, your Iran, your Russia, your Venezuela, these machines that came from there. So there's a lot of stuff's going to come out the next couple of days, but the pathway it does get to January 6th is a very important date.
Well, we've all been watching this, and it seems like there's just overwhelming evidence of fraud. I mean, this isn't a few votes in Cook County, Illinois, like it was in 1960
when John Kennedy
eked out a win. I mean, this is in seven different states. But it seems like a lot of the people are unwilling to look at the evidence. Certain judges have, including the Supreme Court, seem to have looked the other way as if they don't want to do anything. And some people are becoming discouraged. On the other hand, I heard this morning Steve Bannon say that 47% of the American people think that there was some kind of fraud. That's pretty serious.
I think it's even higher than that. How are you going to pull that? I think it's more like 70%. But I will tell you this, you just brought up an important thing. There's like six or seven cases before the Supreme Court. These are fraud cases, not procedure cases. Maybe there are one or two of them are still procedure, but they need to, if you can't look at the biggest crime ever committed, our democracy, our republic is just, it's in turmoil, because they're trying to take everything, our way of life, everything. This is a communist attack on our country. It really is. And what it needs to happen, and it will happen, God's not going to let our, you know, our country go down. We are one nation under God. And this is going to be a, what happened on election night at 11:15 on election night. All the formula I just told you about with Dominion, all these states where the polls were coming in, because Donald Trump was the best president we ever had, where and all these things he got done, close to 80 million votes, if not 80 million poured in. They didn't expect that many, so it broke the algorithms of the machines. So that's why they all stopped in the middle of the night at the exact same time, and they had to regroup and backfill votes. Yeah, now, by mathematics, I've looked at it. It's 100% impossible. So when you look at these deviations, now you have to look at how did they happen, who did it, why they did it. This is what they're blocking. This is what they're all blocking. Once everybody sees this, and it's going to happen one way or another, everyone's going to eventually see how this murder was attempted murder was committed. Okay, and you open it up, and what's going to happen, Steve, is anyone even over here on the left, Democrats, call them whatever you want, Democrats, radical, whatever. You got these people, they're all going to look at that and go, wow, Donald Trump was the true winner of this election by a landslide. And then they're all going to say, there's not going to be a civil war, because you don't, when you have the truth, it's hard to fight for the untruth, right? So this the truth is going to set us free. People are going to look back, even people on that were Democrats, their party's gone, the Republican Party, there's so much corruption over here on both sides. And what's going to come out of this is a, I believe, a party that's united, where you have a party of the people, you know, where I mean, even people over here are going to go, you know what, this had to happen to get us to a better place for the United States and for the world. The whole world is watching, by the way. There's rallies around the world, knowing that the world depends on Donald Trump being our president for the next 4 years.
You know, there's word that was leaked out, and it's hard to verify, that the Supreme Court did not want to touch this because they were afraid of the violence in the streets and felt that they would be responsible for triggering that. And of course, we saw what happened in June and throughout the summer when the left did not like what they were seeing. Cities were burning. What do you think is going to happen? Your comment just now makes you seem to say that people will accept it because it's the truth. Do you think cities will burn? And if so, how?
No, I think they learned from the horrible decisions made with my home state of Minnesota by our governor and mayor of Minneapolis, that made the decisions to pull back the police and just let people destroy our great city of Minneapolis. And it was destroyed. It's still in ruins. And then that manifested that, oh, if they can do it, we can do it. These people are about, you know, that were out there. And these are radicals that were out there. This is the takeover. They're paid. You got Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all these groups that were paid. You know, this is all part, was all part of their plan. All of a sudden, you didn't hear anything about the China virus. All you heard about was these riots. The only ones wearing masks were the people looting the stores and rioting, because you wouldn't be able to see who they were. And I believe we learned from that. Even our governor here in Minnesota, when the president kept telling him, hey, bring in the National Guard. Finally, he did, but it was too little too late. But it did work. It squashed it right away. You know, you got to have, we are a nation of laws. And I think you cannot make decisions based out of fear. And that includes the U.S. Supreme Court. That includes every cowardly Republican that's out there. That includes the Democrats that know stuff or whatever, and people that aren't coming forward. And this is, it's all going to be unreal. I think I told Brian Kemp the other day on a tweet, he's the governor of Georgia, and he has been completely covering up and blocking things in Georgia. And I said, Brian, if you're hiding something, don't worry. It's going to come out anyway. You just will admit it now and help our country and help, Georgia. They're voting right now in Georgia. Who knows what, you know, what's going on in that vote, if it's the same way they voted with machines here or not. I don't know that. I've heard it would be, you know, are you kidding me? This is just like right before the public, everybody walks around in a big, like in the twilight zone. It feels like we're in the twilight zone. I'm here to bring you hope. God's got his hand in all of this. Do not live in fear. Step up. You only need to fear the Lord. And we need to, this is it. There is no tomorrow on this. Our president needs support. He needs to know that he can save our country. He can make a move and save our country. He can order with his executive order to protect our country. Just go to these seven states and get these machines. And then we all open them up together and go, what is this? You know, what is this? Don't get me wrong. There's a million more. There's tens of thousands of affidavits from witnesses that seen all this other cheating going on. All there's four of the states, even without the machines, they cheated. The cheat is enough where if you pull back that cheat, he wins those four states without even the machines. They cheated in all aspects, and you know, in every way they could. But the great thing, I want to say one real more quick thing. Everybody's got to realize the miracle we had here on election night at 11:15. If Donald Trump hadn't got all these millions of votes for all of us out there that went out and voted the most votes ever for a sitting president in history, and 6 million votes were stripped from him to down to 74 million. Okay, I want you to think about that because they didn't expect that. Now, let's just say that he wouldn't have got all them votes. That the cheat would have been enough. It would have went past 11:15, and we would have never known. We'd have said, oh, it was close, boy. You know, it was mail-in voting, and that's why he lost. You know, let's take away mail-in voting. Well, you know what? We were blessed because they didn't expect that. So it's like they got caught cheating in a poker game. They got caught cheating. They go, hey, we got to hold the game. Hold the game up here. And then they all leave the room. You know what people do when they're caught cheating in a poker game? They usually pull out the guns and just steal the money. And that's what they tried to do here. That's what's going on. It's so blatant, and it doesn't make sense why all these cowards that are out there living in fear that can do something about it and help our great president. Just the other night, there were people in there, you know, our president, you know, telling him, here's what we need to do and stuff. I think Sidney Powell was there. I read about that. And telling him, and then he has these people over here that are not good people telling him, no, don't do that, Mr. President, don't do that. And we don't know why. That's the puzzle right now.
Well, what you're saying is encouraging in a sense, because we do hear about these people bending the president's ear, telling him to concede. We see things thrown out by the courts. A lot of them are procedural, but to the average person, you know, who's not a lawyer, you really don't understand all this, but you seem very optimistic that the president is going to prevail. And what would you say to the average person who's watching or listening, who feels kind of powerless, who is very concerned about it being now or never? Obviously, we can pray. What would be your advice as we wrap up this podcast on what an average person can do to try to help the president?
Well, you just said the most important thing that they can do, that everybody can do, is pray. God gave us grace when we all prayed on November 8, 2016. God gave us grace for our nation that had turned its back on God, and he forgave us. And he gave for such a time as this. He put Donald Trump in power. Well, right now, you can give those prayers. You need to pray for discernment and wisdom from our great president. You need to pray for the Lord to touch him so he can just so guide his path, because that's he. And you need to pray for him to have strength. Also, you can get a hold of, if any of you have access to congressmen, U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators and the vice president, anybody has contact with them, you reach out and you say, we are not going to accept the biggest crime in history. Everyone out there, if you have contact, right now is your time. Reach out, because all of them on January 6th can say, hey, we got to take a look at this and send it back to the states. That's that day. That's why they put it in the Constitution. That's why we have that day. So if you're a friend of one of them, if you want to send a letter to them, they need to know right now on TV, and everybody ignore the noise. I want everybody to ignore the Hunter Biden thing. That they're putting up that Hunter Biden thing just to hide the fact from all of you that the real crime is this election fraud. And let's look at that. Hunter Biden, they'll use that after the fact to take down his dad, so the real Trojan horse is gone and Kamala Harris and communism comes into this country. This is what we need to do. You all need to reach out and don't live in fear. You're a businessman, you're a person, they'll attack you. Who cares? I get attacked every day. Look at me, my business just keeps getting bigger. I mean, you can't live in fear, only fear the Lord. Get in the Word, Everybody get in the word and get, we're all together. And you know what? We're having the big thing on January 6th in Washington, D.C. I put together, I'm financing these rallies again. We're going to have millions of people there, but you need to act now. That day is just to show our support right now. Call your U.S. congressman, call them senators and say, you need to look at this stuff. We as the people, you work for us, not the other way around. You can, the congressman, we need to pray for our congressmen and our senators too, to not be in fear. They're in fear of all kinds of things, their job, their blood. You know, you have good senators and congressmen that aren't on the take or whatever, that are actually in there, but they're afraid that there's not enough, or there might not be enough evidence. There is, trust me, it's overwhelming. It's probably 10,000% of what we need. But you would need to be convicted of a crime. And once this starts happening, all these whistleblowers are going to come in and they're going to tell on themselves. People are going to tell on themselves to get immunity for prosecution so that we can get down to the heart and put these people in prison that did this to our country, this attack on humanity.
Well said, and I think we'll leave it there. Thank you, Mike Lindell, for fitting this in on a very, very busy schedule. You're right in the middle of it, yeah. And my listeners are excited to get an up-to-date report. Thank you again, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
I really appreciate Mike Lindell fitting in time. He's very, very busy. We had two or three attempts to try to get a podcast with him, and I appreciate him doing it. We're going to get this out on the internet. I also want to encourage you to read the January issue of Charisma Magazine. It's an interview, actually, that I did. I assigned myself to interview Mike Lindell. I've read his book. I interviewed him for 5 hours. I think it's very, very interesting. But in the context of doing that is kind of how I got acquainted with him enough. We did another podcast with him right around the time of the election, a few days before the election. You may want to check that out on the Charisma Podcast Network. And you can also get Charisma Magazine by going to my website, stevestrangbooks.com. And you can also get copies of the various books I've written, which are continuing to sell, even though my latest one, God, Trump, and the 2020 election, you know, the election has passed. But a lot of the principles that I write about in there, including the danger of election fraud, I had a whole chapter on why Trump might lose, and fraud was basically the number one reason. So you may want to check that out again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We're putting this online. I tune in again tomorrow for another edition of the Strang Report. I just passed 6 million downloads on my two podcasts put together for 2020. It's just incredible how people are sharing this. I believe that this interview with Mike Lindell is one of the most important I've done all year. And I really encourage you to get the word out. As you know, big tech is censoring conservative voices, but we can kind of go around them by just doing things at a viral level, at a grassroots level. Again, thank you for listening. Tune in again tomorrow for another edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.